The Spanish saying, I'm going to try to say this, de músico, poeta y loco todos tenemos un poco. We all have a little musician, poet, and madman in us. This best describes our next storyteller, David. He is a retired Spanish teacher with a passion for music and poetry. Please join me in welcoming David Hurst.
Chabela Vargas.
Fall. Just the mention of the season seems to conjure up in our mind this eerie twilight and chills and drafts that seem to come out of spaces that we didn't know exist. And the creepy, crawly, cracky kinds of sounds that comes out of the earth when it sheds its robe this time of year and freezes rock solid. Even the crickets seem to slow down their bowing, and they start playing this bluesy song of death and decay. It's so amazing to me how world cultures use this time of year to stare into the void, the unknown, the mystery of what happens after this life ends. I'm lucky enough as a musician in the fall to play for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur at our local temple. And in Judaism, with the new year, the gates open up between the divine and humankind in an effort to reestablish one's presence in the book of life and atone for the ways that you left the path, find the means to be redirected into the work of healing the world and remembering the dead. Christian folks celebrate All Saints Day and All Souls Day with candles lit to remember those who passed through heaven's gates and bells tolled to remind the town of their passing. But more than any other evocation of the afterlife, it's the Mesoamerican tradition of Days of the Dead that has influenced my own journey into embracing the ebb and flow of the spirit world into the fabric of our everyday life. As a Spanish teacher, I worked for years to try to teach my students about this cultural practice. Going back to ancient times and modified by Catholic rituals, families hold to the beliefs that between the hours of dark and daybreak on November 1st and 2nd, the curtain between the living and the dead opens up. Preparations are made to welcome those who have died back into the loving memories of earth. Ofrendas are built in homes. These elaborate offerings to the deceased include pictures of the departed, favorite foods and drinks of the deceased, and elemental items such as cempasúchil flowers, salt, water, and soap to provide yet another chance to guide and cleanse the spirit of any woe. Families carefully clean the gravesites on the evening of November 1st, and they head to the Campo Santo en mass to sing, pray, eat, and remember the souls of the departed in story and song. My own personal experience of a visit between the living and the dead is the story of communication between friends of faith and their journey into the great mysterious veil. Several years ago, my father began his journey into the mysterious unknown. After serving their adult lives in Central Illinois in ministry, my parents moved to Arizona, hoping that my father's health would improve in the sunny climate of Phoenix, close to where my sister lives. My brother and I drove the car out there with all their personal effects in them and tried to get them moved into it. And they found a wonderful house in Ahwatukee. It had a large lanai looking over the mountains of the south side of Phoenix. But my dad was so frustrated. They were trying to find a place to hang this bell that they had bought at Arco Santi, which is an artist colony in the desert hills north of Phoenix. So when they had lived in Illinois, my dad had super huge gardens, and he had bells all over it that just rang, and it brought so much cheer to their garden. So my dad complained that he had bought a lemon of a bell, and that my mother had moved that bell all over the lanai. I had moved it. We tried to find a place to fit it, and we even discussed replacing the wind catcher on it because it just didn't seem like it caught enough wind. But my dad liked it because it was a hummingbird. And hummingbirds were something he fed back in Illinois, and of course, you know, in Arizona, they have hummingbirds year-round. Well, the weird thing is, hummingbirds, as I look back, are the Aztec symbol for the god Huitzilopochtli. And he was the warrior god who battled darkness and brought back the light. So he's also the messenger between the living and the dead. So that same year, after they got settled, my family, whole family, flew out to Phoenix at Christmas for a visit. And we, despite all the efforts to try to make my dad better, it just, he was going downhill pretty fast. And I remember as I walked up the ramp of the Mesa Airport, I just got this chill, and I broke into a sob. I couldn't even explain it. I just knew that was my last visit with my dad. And then the call came on the evening of my birthday, February 1st. Bloomington Normal was in the midst of a raging blizzard. There was over a foot of snow that evening, and I was on the phone talking to my dad in hospice. As he wavered in and out of coherent speech, I told him I loved him, and suddenly I felt as though I had been transported metaphysically into that space. I could visualize the room with my mom, my sister, and my brother-in-law sitting with my dad as he was enjoying some a butter brickle ice cream. Strangest feeling. Unable to even get my car to the end of the block, it would have been fruitless anyway. All the flights had been canceled, and my father passed away early in the morning of February the 2nd. As soon as the weather cleared, I flew to Phoenix to help my family plan for the memorial service at my parents' home in Ahwatukee. The days upon my arrival were so filled with details regarding my dad's cremation, planning for the memorial services. Since my dad had served as a pastor at a congregational church in Wyoming, Illinois, we planned a memorial service later on in Wyoming, and we were going to have a local memorial on the lanai at their home in Phoenix to celebrate his life amongst his Arizona friends. The lanai at their home had been a gathering place for so many friends and family, and Dad was always part of the liveliest and most interesting conversations. He had friends who were people of the cloth from all kinds of faiths, and he had nurtured those friendships through letters, phone calls, drinks, food, and card games. And one of his best friends and frequent bridge opponents was Father Tom Brakovich, and he had moved to Arizona and stayed in touch with my parents, and Father Tom agreed to be the officiant for my dad's memorial. The day of my dad's memorial was so clear and calm. It was one of those beautiful Arizona days. We worked outside sprucing up the patio space, making room for the flowers, the pictures, and the food that would be part of the offering in my dad's memory. On a post near to where the officiants would stand hung the bell in absolute silence. Father Brakovich began the service with prayer, the traditional blessings for the souls of the departed. As soon as those were finished, he began regaling us with stories about his long friendship with my dad that involved theology, politics, social activism, and most of all, bridge games. No sooner did he begin when the bell started to ring and ring and ring. The hummingbird was catching the wind and spinning and spinning. The ringing went on so much that Father B was obliged to pause because it became hard to speak with such resounding punctuation of his ideas. I looked at my mother and my sister. We just knew that my dad was reaching out to us to let us know that he was there, and probably a little PO'd that Father Tom was blathering on. In his Kansas-born humility, it seemed he was using that bell to either say amen or enough already to his dear friend. John Donne's words came to life for me that day. At the end of his poem, For Whom the Bell Tolls, he says, "Each man's death diminishes me, for I am involved in mankind. Therefore, sin not to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." So sometimes it just takes a little bell, a sentimental reminder brought to life by a metal hummingbird catching the winds of spirited memory and whirling away to remind us that the memories of those we love are blessed. They live and they thrive on both sides of the mysterious veil.